The astral side of this mess. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of June 29th, 2025. Tagetans, as well as just about any other interstellar star culture, know a lot more about what goes on in the astral than the average person on Earth, and this is because we must deal with astral things all the time and in various ways, which makes their existence undeniable for us. An example of this would be that each time our ships jump into hyperspace, they are accessing a realm outside the physical world as we all know it. Another example would be our muon, coded gravity transmissions, which also travel through the astral or a space outside the material world and observe and obey different existential laws or rules. Although these are technological examples of the astral, and are pieces of technology way above what the commoner can access on the surface of Earth, we also accept the existence of the astral because of cultural reasons, which are fed by personal experiences, like remembering past lives, which for us proves reincarnation, or having out-of-body experiences. Unlike on Earth, in our cultures, all that is accepted and not ridiculed and minimized in favor of a highly reductionist and secret society with agendas, controlled science. All this means we know a lot more about the astral than what is known on Earth, but this extra knowledge about it also teaches us that we know only from our perspective, and that we know very little about it as a whole. This teaches us to be humble and not assume that we know everything. Assumption that science on Earth wrongly imposes upon the people there. What we do know is that in the end, everything is astral, as there is no material world, being that it is nothing more than yet another realm of many in a huge existential salad, where the end of one realm and the beginning of another is defined only by the limits of the consciousness awareness of the beings and creatures who are manifesting it for themselves, and which have a strong connection to Source itself. This means that existence is only an idea in the greater conscious mind of Source, and in a space beyond duality, where that concept spawns only from the ideas coming from all the creatures with a soul, and which are Source's holographic fragments. All this means that the astral and its realms are nothing other than mental constructs based on ideas, and one or more creatures may more or less have the same concepts in mind to be able to share a comparable experience, and as a result of this, a so-called existential realm is born. All by perception agreements, and not by any other thing. Everything is mind and the result of consciousness, and the world of the living, the material realm, is nothing more than a compelling false impression based on the illusion of the hardness of matter and the also deceptive linearity of time. All this means to me that the description of the astral or of anything that may have to do with it is unique to that person, or group of like-minded individuals, and may or may not change when seen and explained by someone else. No two people will ever describe their experience and their knowledge about the astral in the same way, yet there are some, if not many, common things to most astral experiences. After this long introduction, I will proceed with what brings us here today. The events and the star races participating in them, which I have described in my space news videos and everywhere else, are what I have lived and I am living day to day, and are as perceived from the material side of things, with little mention to the astral side, except when I am openly talking about that subject. What I am saying is that all that I have described that is happening comes from the extraterrestrial beings, cultures, and races who are on the side of the living, and by that I mean those who are in the same existential realm as you are in, you who are listening to me. But we know that there are far more extraterrestrial people, beings, and cultures in the astral, and we can hardly access them from our material realms, or with a lot of difficulty, just like you can't, because we are the same species. As I explained when I discussed lower astral creatures that exploit humanity from the other side, creating events that often hurt people just to manipulate and benefit from their suffering and the lower vibration manifestations that result from it. There are more creatures which are so advanced that they have entire cultures and civilizations, and they are all astral. The vast majority of all extraterrestrial races and cultures are indeed in the astral from our point of view, as from theirs, they are also having a material experience, even when their laws there may not be the same ones as the ones we have here. For them, it is we who are living and existing in their astral realms. Even when we are all separated in our different realms, this is illusory, because from above, we are not. We all belong to a greater unity where events in one realm influence all the others, forming a single large entity. In this unity, all events have logical explanations that result from the combined occurrences across all realms. This grand process is orchestrated so that, from an even higher realm, all these events are contained within its bounds and happening within it. This means that from our very limited point of view, and our existential realm we call the material world, which is also defined by what our filtering 5 or 6 biological senses let us perceive, we have very few resources to understand greater events, simply because we cannot access what is happening in all those other realms and which are the cause of most of what happens in ours. All we can do is behave like primitive monkeys here, pretending we know one thing from another while we try to do as best we can with our puny existence. I know that the realization of all this is quite humbling, but it is also liberating. This means that honestly, no one on Earth, or outside Earth, knows what the hell is going on here, or there, or anywhere else. The attachment to ideas and explanations only causes more tyranny, mostly as the result of ego reactions spawning from past insecurities, as the ones with more power inevitably end up imposing their primitive monkey existential ideas upon those with lesser power. We can only theorize what is happening on the astral side of things, even when we may have help from beings and creatures such as the Irma, who can see what is going on there. But as I explained above, what the cats perceive is only from their unique feline perspective, and not any other. It is their truth, yet it can never be the ultimate truth, and they readily accept this. We, as Lyrians humans, wherever we may be from, are uniquely ill-equipped to perceive astral things, so I feel that our theories are especially dubious or doubtful. We are all quite locked into our biological senses and perceptions, which are very limited to the point where most humans can't even decide whether the astral really exists or not. Despite all this, there are many conclusions we can arrive at. Most of what is going on everywhere, and this includes on the surface of Earth or of any other planet, is the result of what is happening in the astral realms. So it is easy to conclude that there is a big fight going on there. We could say that it is between good and evil, although that is incredibly simplistic as those terms are also relative to the point of view and the interests of whoever is involved. Another problem is that we cannot even define what is truly astral and what is emerging from our own realms. Many people on Earth who study extraterrestrial phenomena state that all those are in the astral and not in the material realms, and in this case, they are dead on right. They say so based on countless accounts of witnesses, and by observation, as they have noticed that many ships go into mountains which have no perceivable entrance, just as ghosts go through walls, this as an example. Yet, not everything extraterrestrial is on the astral side, for example, I am not, as I am in the same realm as you are in. But as far as we can know, what is going on here on Earth and near it, with all the involved extraterrestrial races and species, is the continuation of the very old Orion Wars, where a very large conglomerate of, from our perspective, regressive races, wants to expand its domain into the areas which are associated with positive progressive star races, creating a boundary conflict, which can be very complicated. We know that Orion is involved in this mess, and is most probably pulling all the strings from under the table, being that the evil cabal, which dominates Earth, is just a reflection or a mask for Orion members and their very dark agendas. And you don't need to be a genius to conclude this. But even from this perspective, things are oversimplified, as there are positive star races in the region of Orion, and many are members of the infamous Council of Orion, which declares itself to be positive and wants to cooperate with the rest of us. But on the other hand, knowing those and what they eat, it sounds like a fox convincing a flock of chicken that he is vegetarian. And yes, we are the chicken in this case. Having said this, the Alpha Dracos are Orion Council members and are well known to be peaceful and highly protective, although there are two sides to them, the positive ones and the negative dragons, but the simple fact that they chose to run away when the shooting started around Earth, last 21st of May, is not a good sign about them. Yet so many star races ran away that we can hardly hold that fact against them. We are in the middle of the Orion Wars, and in the thick of it, I do not doubt it. The fact that the Orion Wars are old does not mean anything at all, as it involves literally several constellations, and as most of you know, time is relative and does not hold the same duration or even meaning to everyone. And most of the action is going on in the astral realms, and all we can see from here in the material world is the tip of the iceberg. All things and all beings hold another meaning from the astral perspective, so a simple person, who works in an office and has a very boring life, may be a tremendous astral warrior at night, when sleeping, because the oniric realms are no other than more astral. His or her boring earthly avatar and their simple life end up being only a cover for what is inside of them, as their simple human avatar is like a house where they go to rest after a long night of fighting. This is to the point that Cabal three-letter agencies and their secret astral programs fully know, and have at least some of those night astral warrior individuals catalogued, but choose not to take those individuals out. They choose not to eliminate them, because they know that they would be far more dangerous if they were in the astral full time. And this I just said is but one of countless other astral examples. The regressive star races from the general region of Orion are doing their best to expand their domain into the rest of the areas which are ours, to exploit us all for food and resources, and we are all fighting back. There surely is a so-called higher federation that is indeed of love and light, but that would be from the perspective of the higher astral planes, and yes, they are helping us all from there, but mostly as our spirit guides, but don't underestimate their ability and capacity. It is widely known that many beings who dwelled in those higher federation realms chose to incarnate here, in what we call the material world, to be of service and to fight from a more hands-on perspective, for lack of better words. And adding to all this mess, we still have to deal with another perspective, which complicates things even more, and it is the fact that people and beings in the so-called material side of things also manifest a wide collection of fear-generated egregores and tulpas, like demons and dark entities, which also end up affecting us all. All the regressive species of Orion and elsewhere that are giving us so many problems, very well could be just an egregore manifestation spawned from our darkest primordial fears, and nothing more, and I say this because they all have the exact telltale clues and specifications that indicate precisely that, being that we could easily call them all demons, removing all religious connotations, of course. But we can only speculate and make educated guesses about their motivations, of the good ones and of the bad ones, because in the end, and as I said above, the very truth about all this is that we do not have the foggiest idea about what the hell is going on. We only do what we feel is best, to the limits of our abilities, while we self-deny the fact that we do not know, simply because that sad verity hurts our fragile egos, but it is the hard truth. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.